Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you guys are watching this or listening to it. So happy that you guys are here. So like I said, we're traveling now, so the next few episodes probably won't have video either because Wi-Fi at the hotel is not good, so can't use Zoom to use the video. So otherwise, you're just going to see me as like a blur. And it's just like you guys don't need that in your head. So just a couple quick updates. Not really even updates, but more so just how a lot of this stuff is, it looks like it's playing out. You know, like I said, obviously it's up here on the page. DeSantis asked legislature to eliminate Disney World self-governing status. Okay, so like I said, if you've been watching me for a while back, I had done an episode about how Disney is its own technically its own city, which is the Reedy Creek. Okay, so they can do things like write building codes, sell tax-free bonds, produce electricity, and condemn property, okay? So the fact that DeSantis is doing this is actually a really big thing. We saw it on the news yesterday as we were driving, or saw about it in the news when we were driving yesterday, just because that's why, you know, Disney has been able to get away with all of its, you know, child trafficking and all that stuff for all these years, because it's no one's really been able to touch them in a sense, legally wise. So the fact that, even though we know the good guys have already taken out probably a lot of the, you know, top people, CEOs, things like that, they've already done a lot of this stuff. This is just great 3D stuff in like the mainstream media that like, if they get their self-governing status removed, like they're pretty much done. In that sense, if they get, they're going to lose obviously a lot of their revenue. They're going to lose a lot of the things they've been able to do to keep people away from them. So to keep people like from being able to do anything to them. So it's going to be really, really a big thing. Okay. So DeSantis, obviously he's playing a big part in this and we know that, but also, and like I said, I know all of you have been keeping up with Twitter and Musk and stuff. Well, anyways, okay, so Twitter rejects Musk's offer. We knew that. So DeSantis and Musk team up to make Twitter an offer it cannot refuse. And that was from yesterday. Okay, so that's a big deal. That's a big, big deal and stuff there too. Okay, so the fact that that Musk might be working with DeSantis, which is, I mean, just like crazy, because it says, as it turns out, recent yet to be confirmed reporting indicates that Musk is about to launch Academy by teaming up with various additional investors. As it turns out, however, Musk already has allies in ownership. The state of Florida is a shareholder in the company through the state's pension fund, and DeSantis is currently looking into what actions he can take to thwart the Twitter board's, quote, poison pill effort. Okay. So obviously you knew the poison pill thing, method of diluting Musk shares. Okay, so Musk is getting Twitter. Okay, and I know there's dissension right now, of course, in the Patriot camp groups on whether, you know, Musk is, you know, good or bad, or because I know a lot of people talking about the Neuralink thing. Obviously, I, as a Christian, I know that's definitely probably going to play a part in the mark of the beast later on. I do not think that Musk is a choir boy either. I know he's probably ridden both sides of the fence, but if the good guys, you know, came to him and said, hey, either put out like basically like either work with us or you're gonna go to jail, he doesn't seem like the type of guy to me who would stand on, if he really believed, like if he really was first of all deep state, I don't think he would, you know, stand probably with him. He'd be like, okay, he fold. A lot of these people are folding like cheap suits. I think that's the phrase. But so there's just, I know there's a lot of stuff going on. Just, I mean, of course, if you watch the news, like I said, Tucker is usually really good. Jesse and Greg, it just depends on who's on there. Last night's Tucker was really, really good. In the first few minutes, you can usually tell whether it's going to be good or bad and stuff. But Tucker and Jesse and Greg are usually really good. Like, so those are really the main ones and stuff that I watch. Sometimes watch the Five and stuff, but they've been talking about Tucker actually said deep state last night on TV. So, or a few nights. Yeah. He actually said deep state last night on TV. So I was kind of like, whoa, he actually said deep state on TV. And I think that's the first time he's actually said it. So there's just a lot of stuff going on across the board. There's just a lot of stuff. And so I just obviously stay encouraged, guys. Just, I mean, there's so much just dissension across all the boards right now. Just don't, it's okay, guys. That's why I don't really weigh in on any of these issues. Like, I know the thing, the most recent one is like the Watch the Water documentary, because some people are really all for it and some people are really all against it. So guys, I don't know. I'm just a 23-year-old college kid. I'm not, I have no intel one way or the other. I'm like, and personally to me, I'm like, I'd rather talk to you guys about, you know, this kind of stuff than that. So that's why, I mean, you guys never hear me weigh in on the like General Flynn or Lynn Wood or anything else that, you know, in the Patriot movement, there's just contention of. Guys, I like everybody. I love everybody. I really do. Whenever you're apathetic on a lot of this other stuff, you're like, you really just love people. 99% of people are patriots. And the 1%, which is a very small percent, is like the deep state. And that actually might be even high, but that might be even like highballing it. I mean, the deep state people across the world might only be like 0.2% of the population or whatever. I'm like 99%, 99.8% of people, or like 2% or whatever of people are, you know, good people. And something like the 0.02% are the bad, or 0.2% like are the bad ones and stuff. So I just obviously encourage one another. Just don't get into the drama stuff. It's okay. We all love one another here. We're all patriots. Like I said, you're patriot or traitor. So just obviously keep an eye on, you know, the news and stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff come out. You know, one of us having to talk about it, that November is going to be when some of this stuff happens. So, yeah. And I've heard that, you know, this is event driven rather than date driven, meaning it's not like, okay, on April such and such day, this is going to happen. And then on May such and such, this is going to happen. It's event A has to happen. And then event B has to, and then B can happen. And then event C can happen. But event, you know, D can't happen before event C is finished. So I've heard that particularly on the RV side of things. So now Iraq keeps kicking the can down the road. You guys stay up on stuff on that. So, and then of course, I'm literally staring at my computer screen and I just lost my train of thought. But oh yeah, Iraq just kicking the can down the road. So this stuff is event driven. And I've heard that, you know, that some of it is Putin and the stuff he's doing in Ukraine right now, getting out all the pedophiles and all the deep state stuff, all the child traffickers and stuff there. So that is also playing, that's kind of a big event right now, but since he's not finished there, that some of this other stuff may have to wait until he's, you know, done and stuff over there. So just because that's, I mean, a big thing, what he's and stuff doing over there. And I know from Real Raw News, which I'll talk about in an episode here later, he's saying like, if he's got to go to the entire, like if he's got to go to, and don't quote me, it was something like, if he's got to go to all of Eastern Europe or something to get these pedophiles, like that's what he's going to do. So, I mean, if he ends up doing that, I mean, I don't think it sounds like he's going to do that, but I mean, if he does, I'm like, it would be a great thing to, you know, draw it till November, the elections, and then the red wave that comes and stuff. So, and with 107 saying November and stuff. So if that's, so there's a lot of different pieces here on this chessboard. There's a lot of different plays. There's a lot of different, you know, avenues of things. There's, of course, each country has to do what's best for itself. Like, I mean, with Russia, United States, China, Saudi Arabia, like, so all these countries and leaders like President Trump here, President Putin over in Russia, and then Xi Jinping, and then a lot of these other ones are trying to do right now in the alliance what's best for their nations too, but also not coordinating together, but kind of letting each other know what they're doing. So that way that can kind of, maybe it kind of gauges and stuff, but that's on Real World News too over there. So just a lot of stuff going on, but a lot of this it's okay, guys, just don't get into it. Just stay encouraged. Keep your vibrations high. Keep your energy high. Keep your spirit high. Laughter do with good luck medicine. So it's okay if you want to go over and watch like a South Park, or I've actually been watching the show Family Matters from back in the 90s. With Urkel, with the little boy with the glasses, little black boy with the glasses. Oh, he's so funny and stuff. So it's like, that's a great show. It's on HBO Max. And look, there's just a lot of great stuff to watch, and it's good quality television. You can see some of them chaos are even in there too, but it's like, you know, it's okay to enjoy time. It's okay to enjoy right now, like what we're doing. And just in this time, cause it sounds like it may be more of a long game. Like I've been saying for a little bit, sounds like a long game, but it's like, you know, we're going to have to suffer some, but it's okay to still enjoy the moments in between. Just keep doing what you're doing. Cause we're all going to get through this together. I mean, we are all going to get through this together. And President Trump has said it. I mean, I've said this multiple times and he has said it, like, we're all going to love what's coming, not just Americans, but all the people across the world. We're going to love what's coming, even though we'll have to go through some hard times to get there. We're still going to, you know, love just what's coming in the end. So of course, as always, love you guys. Just remember to stay encourage one another, and just help lift each other up. And until the next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and I will see you guys again very soon.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor for this episode today, Holy Hydrogen. The purpose of Holy Hydrogen is to educate the public about how to make and use hydrogen properly, as well as learning all the unlocked potentials of hydrogen water. The company promises to provide the best hydrogen machines and to continue investing in new hydrogen technologies. You can find many of the personal stories of individuals who have used Holy Hydrogen and the lasting improvement it has had on their health and everyday lives on their website at holyhydrogen.com. Hydrogen water has so many healing capabilities that the company has just begun to unlock, even including helping those being treated with chemotherapy to retain their immune systems, energy, and with little to no hair loss. There are so many amazing patriot businesses in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can both defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off, and remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.